I guess the other thing that's being talked about in the next stage of trials, or the adjuvant trials for patients with HER2-positive tumors, is the addition of bevacizumab or Avastin. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, bevacizumab, when added to weekly paclitaxel, improved response rates and progression-free survival in the first-line setting for metastatic disease. That was E2100 reported by Kathy Miller. And I think bevacizumab is another very exciting advance in the treatment not only of breast cancer but other solid tumors. I think that anti-angiogenic therapy may be most effective in the setting of minimal residual disease. And so there are right now feasibility studies that are ongoing looking at bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. ECOG has done an adjuvant trial looking at, I think, dose-dense ACT with a cohort of patients receiving bevacizumab at the start of the AC and a second cohort getting bevacizumab at the start of the taxane. And at Sloan Kettering, we are looking at dose-dense AC followed by Abraxane in collaboration with folks at UCSF. And they're all feasibility trials with the primary endpoint being cardiac safety. There's always concern when you're combining a drug with doxorubicin that you may increase the cardiac toxicity of that drug. And so therefore, these feasibility studies are being done in preparation for a large randomized phase 3 study, which is being planned in the intergroup setting that will look at an anthracycline and taxane-based regimen in combination with bevacizumab. And that study will randomize 5,000 patients.
What about trastuzumab plus bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting?
Well, it's a very exciting combination that's still being looked at in the metastatic setting. There were some early concerns possibly of cardiac toxicity, although that's still not necessarily a problem, but there was an early safety signal, so that I think before it's looked at in the adjuvant setting, we need to see more data for metastatic disease.